from Anshe Spar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Kitavo, holding up the Torah, upholding the Torah. There's a verse in our parsha, the context of the curses. We know that there was a mountain, Mount Eval, where the curses were given. There's another mountain, Har Gerizim, where the blessings were given. The curses are spelled out in the Torah. Cursed is someone who makes a stumbling block for the blind. Cursed is someone who makes an idol in secrecy. Cursed is this one, that one, 11 different curses. And the final curse is not so specific. It's not clear what it's talking about. Cursed is the one who doesn't uphold the Torah to keep it. What's that talking about? What is it referring to? Who's included in that? Who's not? So the Ibn Ezra, who has a whole theory about this, he thinks that the 11 things are all about secrecy. So since like tripping up the blind, right? He can't see, so it's secret. Nobody knows that you tripped him. And having an idol, baseter, secretly. Nobody knows what you have hidden in your closet. So similarly, this is about anyone who didn't do any of the positive mitzvot secretly, right? You think he's a religious Jew. Turns out he's not shaking the lulav, he's not putting on tefillin, he's not davening, he's not doing all the things he's supposed to do in private, the positive commandments. It includes the positive, not just those negatives. The Rashi thinks, no, it's a generic, it's a catch-all for anyone, curses anyone who doesn't keep the whole Torah. It's about the whole Torah that we were sworn to keep the entire Torah. Yosef Choshor says that it's about sins that were done secretly. Again, Ibn Ezra says it's about positive commandments that were done secretly. The Yosef Choshor from France, he thinks anyone who does a sin secretly, for instance, violates Shabbos when no one's looking, he watches that game he wants to catch in the middle of the night that he doesn't tell anybody, or he eats on Yom Kippur during the break when no one's looking. But since people don't usually do that, it didn't need to spell it out. The things that are in the other 10 curses and blessings, those are spelled out because they're more common. The Ramban gets very deep into this and quotes a lot of different opinions. Firstly, he quotes the Jerusalem Talmud in Sota. There it says that, what do you mean? Someone who upholds the Torah? Why is the Torah falling? Why do you need to uphold it? So they said, no, it refers to the chazan. Now today a chazan is a leader of the service, the bal tefila. But in those days, the chazan was the leader of the congregation, more like the president or something like that. Or maybe it's the court. The court has to maintain it. And they mentioned that King Josiah, the great righteous king, Melech Yoshiyahu, he took this upon himself. He says, Alai l'hakim, it's my responsibility to uphold the Torah. Cursed is one who doesn't uphold the Torah. It's my responsibility to uphold the Torah. And that's what he tried to do. My wife pointed out that could cut in two directions. You could say that was a good thing. After all, he took responsibility for upholding the Torah. You could say it was a bad thing. One of the problems of King Yoshiyahu is that he did it alone. He did a great job. He's a great Baal Tshuva, a repentant person. But the people didn't follow. The people were still worshiping idols when no one was looking. So he should have involved more people in taking responsibility. It's not just Alai l'hakim. It's on me to uphold the Torah. Everyone has to try to uphold the Torah. The Ramban thinks that this person who's supposed to uphold the Torah could be the person who does the Hagbah. When you lift up the Torah, you should make sure that everyone can see it. And he thinks it's like a mitzvah to lift up the Torah for everyone to see. You should turn to your right, left, back, front, so everyone can see. Sometimes someone does Hagbah and you can't see it. So everyone should be connected to the Torah. And that's the minhag, he says, to show the Torah. Cursed is the one who doesn't uphold the Torah to show it to everyone. Blessed is the one who shows the Torah to absolutely everybody. The Rav David Zvi Hoffman says that what the Yerushalmi means that you have to uphold the Torah. What does that mean? It means you have to makdish kol kocho. You have to devote all your strength to uphold the Torah. If you don't devote all your strength to it, take on the project with a gusto, then you are not upholding the Torah. The Rav David Zvi Hoffman also says that maybe according to the Ramban, if you took one mitzvah that you said, well, that mitzvah doesn't apply anymore. That mitzvah was not from God. God didn't say that mitzvah. that's also cursed is one who does not uphold all the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Ksav HaKabbalah Rabbi Michelberg, also from Germany in the 19th century, he said that Rabbi Akiva's words are perhaps the most appropriate. He says, someone who seems to uphold the Torah, everyone thinks, oh, what a nice, righteous Jew, but actually, he's a faker. All the mitzvahs he does are just a facade for all the sins that he does privately. And someone who's a faker like that, that's cursed is one who does not uphold the Torah. Finally, Chizkuni says, if you look, there's another verse about Yikayim. So what does it mean to uphold the Torah? It means to receive the Torah. That cursed is one who doesn't receive the Torah. That it's our job not only to keep the Torah, but also to receive it. What do we do on Yom Kippur? We received the commandments from God to Moshe Rabbeinu. What do we do on Shavuos? What do we do on Simchas Torah? We receive on Purim. We receive the commandments. It's our job to receive the Torah. Cursed is one who doesn't receive the Torah. Blessed is one who receives the Torah, who says, that Torah, it's for me. I take it in. I take it on myself. We can't all get it perfectly, but we can try. We try to uphold the Torah. We use all of our strength. And with all of our strength, hopefully, we can uphold the Torah, not only for ourselves, but for the community, and show it to others as well. This is the Torah Asher Samushe Lifnei Bnei Israel. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lemeth Congregation for a discussion of the Parsha Ki Tavo. Join us each week for a discussion of the various holidays in Parsha. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.